Blog Talk Radio.
Teen Scene Radio. How's everybody doing? Another incredible evening. I'm sitting here at the console. I'm thinking, you know, I'm learning about this show. I'm learning about people. Listen, this is our show, okay? Our show. It's not my show. It's not his show. It's our show. We got chat online available on the radio page here. So you can go on here and chat page. This episode of Teen Scene Radio. Has anybody heard from the Bush family? I mean, what happened to the Bushes? You know, they got quiet, didn't they? They probably joined. You think the Bush family has any more kids? Teens? Remember when Bush's daughter was a teen? Remember when Bush was a teen? Anybody know Bush when he was a teen? Bush Senior. He remembers. They had some good teen scene radio moments. Look for this show. I nominated Sunil Portis from Pangola. His favorite page for this teen scene radio show. Does anybody have any idea where Pangola is in California? I'm in California right now. Obviously, I've been around certain parts of the world. I tell you, Pangola's in South Africa. Man, it's nice there. I had this map here on my computer. It's totally disappeared. This internet, it's incredible nowadays, isn't it? We used to have chat rooms 20 years ago. Now they have internet. You can become an internet technician. Put that on your list. Some people like the internet. You can grow up. All of us are already grown, right? For teens. For young adults. We're already grown, right? It's grown at like 13. And I was grown again at 16. Then you realize at 17 and 18 that everything that you've learned, you have to unlearn and learn again. Because I start realizing that I had no idea there was a vast, infinite intelligence in the universe. So I really learned nothing when I learned everything. Then learning everything, you realize that you've learned nothing, because nothing is the start of everything. Then everything. Somebody say it's impossible to have learned everything. There we go. It's your show. It's your input. So, look, we got a few minutes here. Seriously, when you think you've learned something is when you learned that you haven't really learned anything about what you are even an expert at. That's why doctors are consistently going back to school and learning. That's why the Medical Association encouraged them to continuously join forums and seminars and to communicate with other doctors consistently. Same thing in every profession: radio, physics, business, entertainment, sales. You're always learning in any field and becoming complacent isn't an option. You must continue blossoming, even as teens. Okay? All right, listen. So, Sunil Portas, how do you say it? Angeli Portas from Pengola. You're the Facebook page for this show. Why did you pick Pengola? Look, every week we'll have something different. Every Wednesday, to further notice. All right? Anybody blogging here? Who's this? Sending me messages. Hey. Bianca. Hi. Okay, so, hey there, young adults and teens. Shout out from Crenshaw High right here. Okay. I've got this chat room going here. Shout out to the Lindsay twins. I see ya. Anybody ever talk about telepathy and telekinesis, you know, with your mind that you can see spiritually? You can go to one of those little schools in Utah or Ohio, where they hold up the numbers and then say, with their minds, how many numbers am I holding up? And the kid says, three. Okay. Did anybody see that? All right, look, so, hey, everybody. We'll select somebody from other states next week, or for this coming Wednesday. Jamaica, we're going to have somebody popular from Jamaica. Okay? So send us anybody that you'd like to nominate to facebook.com/teenscene radio. Hey, you can call in right now at Teen Scene Radio, 646-787-8390. Once again, the call-in number, 646-787-8390. We are on live this Friday in the Amphitheater, Los Angeles, Sovereign Youth in the Royal Court. Applications are being accepted. Enrollment. Again, we are waiving the $500 enrollment fee. That is for housing for teens so that they own their own home by the time they graduate. Starts in the 10th grade. Volunteer programs for 2 years. Royal Court etiquette programs so that you also can have social etiquette. Okay? I'm talking about uplifting youth. You see these Jamaicans walking around in suits? I mean, I'm in love with what's going on around the world. Even in Panama, they got those great outfits. We got them here in the States. I'm talking about around the world. But talk about an international U.S. operations world, huh? Where we're upwardly mobile. Come on, the whole world's looking good. The whole world's looking good. This is the most peaceful and positive current that's been in the whole world in my whole living experience. Okay? We're doing great. So, online applications available. Oh, the address, 6027 Deer Park Avenue, Friday, 18th, okay? From us, I think it was 7 o'clock p.m. 7 to 8. We're just going to keep it 7 to 8. On Friday. Gives everybody an opportunity to get out of school. It only takes 1 hour. You can also fill in an application online. There's a link on the Teen Scene Radio page. Visit facebook.com/Teen Scene Radio and fill in an application. Tell me who you are. Okay, we can get you in one of these programs. Woo! some great music there, man. That's that KB, a.k.a. Trillion. It's radio station, isn't it? Teen Scene Radio. We're going to go to onestarradio.com. Woo! Woo! Some of that music there. What's that? The Only Man for You by KBAKA Trillion. A little inserted music there. Listen, filling the application a lot. Also, the web pages are under construction. However, they are available to view nonetheless. Take a look and provide your input on the Teen Scene Radio page. Okay, so that's some of the educational programs for the. Now, listen, the University School of the Arts, International University. We are building a campus for your future. We have satellite classroom locations all around the world that we're installing. If you seek class information in your country, in your state, email me, teenscenedream@gmail.com. We've got 3 more minutes here. Look, we're opening the office in January for the assistance program. I have new organized efforts, so we got volunteers, okay? When I'm in Jamaica, you got to tell me where the good land is so we can build a house there for all the lovely teens that work with, so we can have a place to party. You guys are already partying, bro, huh? You guys do that. We party in the U.S. Who parties more, huh? In U.S. or Jamaica? Or who's the best partier? You know, in London or Angola or Australia or Canada? You guys got to tell me. Give me some input here. I think we're all about the same right about now. What country makes the most love? Huh? Who's loving the most? I think we're all about the same now. The whole world is becoming a love bed. Huh? We need to give the soldiers suits and challenge them to see who can make the most love work. When we go to war, we should get rid of the guns and give the soldiers fancy clothes. That way we can go into the targeted countries and be nice and loving to all the citizens. We can conquer with peace and love, huh? Happiness and satisfaction. Forget the guns, right? Turn the war into a love engagement. That's how we're going to do conflict in the future. We just start loving those who need correction over and over and more reproduce and regenerate. Show love. We don't even remember what a gun was. Old antiquated projectile firearms in the antique books with the slingshots, you know what I mean? We have laser control units in the future where you get zapped and all of a sudden your whole body gets excited. You just start loving. So we got 90 seconds here, okay? You reproduce, right? All around the world. How old do you have to be to get married? Reproduce. We might go over here a little bit. Huh? In Ethiopia, they said that the fathers are marrying their children off at 5. Saw that somewhere. I'm like, hey, I've probably seen 13, 11, 10, maybe 9. Anybody see 5-year-old pregnant? Is that possible, they asked me? I don't know. That's why we got to have our houses together, our income, our transportation. That's why we need programs like Sovereign Youth and Teen Scene Radio. That's why we need Royal Court. So no matter what you do, you can manage. Okay? And our parents have already had that look. I suppose that's why we're getting it now. So we can have something. All our children's children can have something. So we can have something without other organizations coming in and erasing inheritance and handed down wills and treasures and currency, as well as the properties that have been given to us by our grandparents and our ancestors. Tell me I'm wealthy and that I own plenty of property, huh? Can you I can purchase anything that I'm wealthy? All of us are wealthy around the world, okay? Teen Scene Radio. Off the air. Hey, who exercises the most? I run a mile each morning. It's every 6 days a week. when I'm in the gym, I like working on the lats, abs, lower body strength, agility, and chest. When I'm in the gym, love just pumping up. I love seeing girls with athletic bodies. Sexy. I'm attracted to athletic bodies. Fitting and shaping together, aren't you? We are. Right back to love, isn't it? Even Jesus said, love one another as I love you. Prophet Muhammad was really loving. All the messengers are all loving around the world. I love you. Hey, look, Teen Scene Radio. Your Teen Scene Radio. Join us this coming Wednesday for our next Teen Scene Radio show.